Welcome to the Mining and Markets Podcast, hosted by Synergy Capital, your source for finding opportunity in the junior mining and resources space, one voice at a time.
And welcome back to another episode of the Mining and Markets Podcast, hosted by Synergy Capital. Joining me today is the CEO and Director of Applied Graphite Technologies Corp, Mr. Don Baxter. Don, how are you today?
I'm great, Aleem. Thanks. Great to be here talking to you today.
Thanks for joining the show. This is the first time you've been on. You have a undiscovered story, and these are kind of my favorite stories to cover because, you know, in my opinion, there's the most upside in these under-the-radar stories. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Applied Graphite, where the project is, and what the main focus is?
First of all, maybe I'll start by saying Applied Graphite Technologies was private. It was my private company. So I started it. I put my own money into it. So that sort of maybe validates the project. So I identified an opportunity in Sri Lanka from some of my past dealings in Sri Lanka and learning how to do business there, and zeroed in on graphite. So graphite, Sri Lanka has some of the basically the highest grade graphite in the world, and changed some rules and regulations. So it allowed me to get in there and tie up some ground by actually buying property, and then evolved to where we are today. So.
Okay. So you acquired the project privately, yes. And then you listed. When did you guys list the company?
We started trading last March. So okay. We went through a process with amalgamating with a CPC, all the rigmarole of going through the listing documents and getting that done. The lawyers make a lot of money doing that kind of stuff. And then we were listed trading just after PDAC, March of this year.
Okay. And how far along is the project? Is it, you know, considered grassroots? Have you guys done any sort of exploration?
Well, that's the thing. So first of all, I'm a mining engineer. So the thing with this project, which makes it unique, is that I'm jumping right to mining graphite. So we've done some new, not new geophysics, but new to Sri Lanka. So we're doing some induced polarization, which can identify graphite very easily. The thing with graphite there is that it's vertical. It's in veins. It comes from depth. So old methods were, you know, chasing it with a drill or whatnot. So we've done it. We blanketed our land with the geophysics, running lines and grids, and identifying down to probably 400 meters depth of these veins. So we're going to do our modeling based on this, and we've identified, you know, multiple veins. We'll have some news flow on that soon, but we're going to take it right to mining. One of the properties we have has some old workings on it. We're dewatering, and that gets us straight to mining. So our mining license, we should have it before the end of the year.
Great. Okay. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, the jurisdictions in Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I've ever spoke to someone or a CEO who's had a project there. What's it like working there? What's it like, you know, getting a team and getting work done in that area?
Yeah, let's just say maybe it's an acquired taste. It takes some good local connections, trustworthy connections to do business there. It can be very frustrating if you don't have someone you can trust on the ground. I learned that from another company, and it's too much to get into right now, but I learned how to do business in Sri Lanka, and I luckily, one of our directors is a lawyer there and a trusted partner and friend there. So he's able to steer us through the bureaucracy of Sri Lanka, and it's bureaucratic, to say the least. We do have a new government in place, new president, so we're starting to see some positive effects of that. But we came into Sri Lanka probably at the very best time, where we can take advantage of some opportunities that others may not have the the background to do so. So I think we positioned AGT very well to get in, to take advantage of the situation, and also revive a mining industry that was pretty strong decades ago.
Mm-hmm. And are there any graphite producers in the area or close to you guys?
We're surrounded by, there's only three. At one point, there were probably 3,000, you know, various size little pits and mines. A kilometer from us is the Kahataga mine, which is owned by the government. We're partnering with them on a couple of things, and it's about a kilometer from us. So the vein systems that are there are being mined since 1870. So that gives us a pretty good indication of where we are. Bogola mine is not too far from us. It's owned by GK Kroffmull out of Germany. And then there's another smaller mine that's operational, but it's fairly small scale. It's locally owned. But so we're in the heart of what was the heart of the graphite mining business back in even the Second World War era.
Okay. And, you know, of course, it's very early stages, but, you know, once you guys get into production, how much tons are you guys targeting in terms of size? And
the key, that's the key challenge. So the key thing is a small scale underground mining, which is very good from an environmental standpoint. It's the highest grade graphite in the world. So it's 95% carbon in the ground. Graphite's pure carbon. So other graphite projects, you know, flake graphite projects are 3%, 2%, 10%. You have to build a $100 million or $200 million processing plant in order to take it from in the ground, you know, double digit percentage to 95 carbon. We're already there. So we're going in, we don't have the capex of a normal one. Traditionally, like a Nouveau Monde, for example, they need hundreds of millions of dollars. We're in production with a couple hundred thousand. So we have to scale up. So it's small scale underground mining. So we're identifying as many veins at different elevations as possible. The terrain allows us to mine adits versus mine shafts. We basically own the bottom end of a ridge that runs north-south, and the graphite runs east-west, and it's vertical.
Okay.
So we can come in at different elevations, and that will allow us to get from, you know, 5,000 tons to 10 to 20 to 30. That's the task we have to do, but I've learned from previous talking to different OEMs that wanted to say how much graphite you have and how much can you produce. We're going to be able to answer that question. We may not do it publicly. We're not going to do a 43-101 resource, but we're going to say, yeah, Ford, yes, we can give you, you know, 20,000 tons a year based on here's our models we have, that kind of thing. So that's not the task at hand.
Okay. And just talking a little bit about graphite itself, you know, when people think of critical minerals, a lot of times people, you know, they think of lithium, they think of cobalt, copper. It seems like graphite, you know, kind of is unrecognized. And, you know, of course, the main driver is EVs. What's the growth catalyst moving forward for graphite?
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to my world. Graphite's been this kind of the outlier it's the most supplied critical material in a battery. It makes up more. It's 95% of the anode is graphite. So I think it's finally been recognized now. China controls 100% of the natural graphite production for anodes for batteries, and they control 65% of the synthetic graphite for batteries. So most North American and European are looking for alternatives to the, you know, environmentally horrible methods that the Chinese use for both. So with that, we're looking to you know, sort of drive that and bring people are recognizing now that graphite is a pretty key component. You'll see someone like Nouveau Monde, they have two offtakes already, one with General Motors, one with Panasonic for processed graphite for batteries. So that's pretty good for us. It just proves the concept that, yeah, natural graphite is stepping up. It's been dominated by synthetic graphite, which is environmentally horrible. It's a very energy intensive process to graphitize petroleum coke from the oil industry. So it gives us a good opportunity to bring graphite into the forefront. And I think more and more people know. And back when I started in the graphite business, people thought about golf clubs and tennis rackets. At least now they're talking about other, you know, EVs and batteries a little bit more. So it's come a long way from where it was, but we still got a ways to go.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I do follow Nouveau Monde. I know it took them a long time to get that offtake. Is that something you see in the horizon for Applied Graphite, getting an offtake agreement?
Well, the thing is right now, what I'm doing right now is we have some opportunities with some of our relationships in Sri Lanka. And we're setting up some sales as we speak. So I don't want to just wait. That's the biggest question we've had all along, financing. Since other companies I've been with, where's your offtake? How are you going to sell this stuff? So we're doing right now is we're setting up some sales. It's not our graphite yet. It's nearby. So we're basically have some interesting waiting on a couple of different, let's say, orders that we can fill. And there'll be some of them are cup ones, actually longer term, multi-year, and it'll be filled with local and then ultimately our own graphite. So that's what I want to answer that question now. Can you sell it? Yeah, we can. Here's the proof. We're actually doing it. So that's an important thing.
Interesting. Okay. And can you talk a little bit about the share structure of the company?
Yeah, I've been told it's probably one of the tightest share structures out there. So we have fully diluted or 25 million shares outstanding. So that's the beauty about we don't need to raise $200 million. You know, we've collectively raised maybe over a little bit over a million Canadian. Between what was in the CPC and what we raised privately in AGT. So it's again, we don't need to dilute our shareholders out. So even if and when we do the next raise, if our sales may make us not have to do that. But if we do that, we don't need $20 million right now. We need, you know, a couple hundred thousand, and we'll be mining, you know, before the end of the year. So get us up running, and then it makes it all a whole lot easier to do that. So, and with that, the share structure, we don't trade a lot of volume just yet. We're trying to get some word out, but it's very tightly held. We have some good solid hands and it's in. We have some recognized names in the business that are in, you know, some funds, you know, to be in a junior right now at our market cap, which is maybe, you know, 3 million, 4 million at the most. But I'm pretty excited by the people we have in and the funds we have in at the moment, and they see the future of this pretty well. So,
okay. And what are some short-term catalysts or news events that are coming up that investors can look forward to?
Well, we're doing this, even though we've done a lot of our work on the ground already, we will be announcing our receipt of our mining grids. We own the property outright, so there's some regulations to change. So we have mineral rights by owning the ground, but we also get mineral rights to encompass the bigger area with the mining grid. So we'll have that shortly. It was issued to us, not fully issued, but we got hijacked, and they just had a presidential election not long ago. So we're going to be receiving it from the new government, but we've already got pretty much all the work done, and they're going to implement some one of the existing regulations that allow us to expedite jumping from into our mining permits. So that's coming. I'm hoping to talk more about sales. And then we'll have some more results from our geophysics with the IP we've done to identify the veins. We put one out not long ago. We were only down 60 meters. We had three veins on the first line we ran, but we had to adjust to go down 400 meters, 300, 400 meters. So I'm just waiting on that report. So yeah, we should have some good news coming out. And I think if we can announce that we're actually selling graphite, whether it be ours or future to be ours, I think that's pretty significant.
Well, it sounds like the story is shaping up. I'm excited to see the future. And for any of my listeners watching, the ticker symbol is AGT on the Venture Exchange. Don, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Liam.
I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Sounds good, Liam. Thanks. Much appreciated. Thanks.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. And remember to follow us on social media, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. This episode should not be considered investment advice. Always do your own due diligence.